Come Sunday, preseason game number 2, the Saints will be taking on the San Francisco 49ers to help break down San Fran. We're going to talk to Josh Dubow, who covers them for the Associated Press. How you doing, Josh?
I'm doing well. How about you guys?
Doing great. Looking forward to another preseason action coming up. Question is, obviously, too, with the 49ers, like the Saints, have injury issues as well. What's going on there with the roster, and who can we expect to see in this game? Has Shanahan said anything about who will be playing in this game Sunday?
He hasn't given any specific names, but did say he plans to play definitely several of his starters, probably Brock Purdy. They do have some guys banged up. McCaffrey's out with a calf injury. Obviously, Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams are out with contract disputes. They got a couple offensive linemen hurt. You know, both their starting guards are out. But for the most part, I think I'm not sure you'll see Nick Bosa. He's actually never played in a preseason game. I'm not sure this will be his first. But I think you'll see a significant number of starters, including at least a series or maybe two from Purdy and Debo Samuel, George Kittle, and those guys.
I want to get into the offense with you here, Josh, and what we can kind of expect. Starting off with the running back room, obviously McCaffrey's dealing with an injury. Same thing with Elijah Mitchell, former UL Raging Cajun. But outside of that, what's kind of the running back depth look like? Who can we expect to get carries in this game?
Jordan Mason's been their main guy with Mitchell and McCaffrey out. He's had a really good camp. He's a former undrafted free agent in his third year. He's just shown some flashes. He's gotten a lot better this year. He's a little better all-around back. He's worked a lot on his receiving, pass blocking, things like that. So I think you'll see a lot of him. Cody Schrader, who undrafted free agent, came out of Missouri, had a great year in the SEC last year. Should get some time. They got Matt Breida. They brought him back a week or two ago. He should get a little bit of run on Sunday. So those are probably the main guys.
For all our fantasy footballers out there, you mentioned obviously Christian McCaffrey is dealing with an injury right now, that mild left calf strain from him. Has there been any updates on his progress? Is he doing work at least on the side at training camp?
Yeah, he was out yesterday doing some running, doing some agility drills on the side. I don't think he's back in practice anytime, probably not next week, maybe the week after, or might not be till game week, but they still expect him for week 1.
And then looking at the receiver room, I mean, you mentioned Debo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk still, I mean, that's such a crazy story that we'll get your thoughts on in a little bit, but just that contract situation just bonkers. And then rookie Pearsall, the rookie who suffered an injury, I believe, back in OTAs. Obviously, he's still kind of working back from that. What kind of receivers do you expect to see in this game as far as the 49ers, pass catchers, if Brock Purdy's going to be going?
Yeah, Pearsall won't play. He hurt his shoulder a little bit in training and OTAs, as you mentioned. He hurt his hamstring then in July, and the shoulder was fine. Then re-injured the shoulder a week or so ago, and he has nothing back to practice. But you get Debo's been great in camp. It's probably been his best camp since he's been with the Niners. They got Juwan Jennings, Chris Conley is had a really good camp, and I think has a good chance of making the team. He's been mostly a special teams guy and up and down from the practice squad the last year, but they've liked him. Ronnie Bell, seventh round pick last year out of Michigan. Trent Taylor's back for another round, and then Jacob Cowing, fourth round rookie they got out of Arizona. He was dealing with injuries early in camp, but he's had a really good week of practice this week, and probably should get a chance
Josh,
on Sunday to get some playing time.
Yeah, Josh, I was going to ask you, is there a player or two maybe that we might not be so familiar with that is going to get some run on Sunday that could end up making an impact in this game against the Saints?
Yeah, I don't think, Cowan should get some run. I don't know how much of an impact he'll, maybe on Sunday, yes, but in terms of season, probably not right. A whole lot. I think they'd like to see a lot of Renardo Green. He's their second round cornerback they got out of Florida. They probably want to see him. Like they'd like him to be able to compete for a regular role. They've got Charvarius Ward locked down one cornerback spot. Diamond Earl Lenore is having a great camp, and he can play inside and outside. So I think they're looking for another guy who at least can play outside and nickel if they keep Lenore inside. And Green's played both inside and outside in camp. I think he's the guy they really would like to see take a step forward. Dominic Pooney, third round rookie out of Kansas, a guard. Looks like he might win the starting right guard job, and I think they want to get a long look at him too.
And then looking at the defensive side of the ball, Josh, I mean, the offensive line has been such an issue early on for the Saints. We were just talking about it before we had you on. I mean, the defensive line, as you kind of mentioned, you don't expect Nick Bosa to be playing in this upcoming game. But what kind of what do you expect to see from this defensive line? Because, I mean, it's going to be a big test for the Saints offensive line again.
Yeah, and to be honest, you know, the Niners have built, you know, the last few years, the defensive line has been the strength. Outside of Bosa, the edge rushers are not, you know, not that scary. So if Bosa's not going, it's, you know, probably not the toughest test that the Saints guys will see. They signed Leonard Floyd, and, you know, he's a solid pass rusher, but he's not, you know, definitely not on the elite level of pass rushing. Yetur Gross-Matos, so you guys probably remember from Carolina, is there. You know, Drake Jackson was supposed to be a guy who they were hoping would take a big step. He was a second-round pick a couple of years ago and just hasn't really done much, and then hurt his knee last year, and he's had a setback, and he's out for the year. So the edge rushing is not the strength that it usually is for the Niners.
Curious, Josh, your take on the whole Brandon Ayuk situation. When it all gets said and done, are we going to see the wide receiver staying in San Fran, or is he going to end up, you know, finding a new home somewhere else?
Now, if you know, please let me know. It's getting old.
I hear you.
I think at least we're now down to two options. It's either San Francisco or Pittsburgh. And, you know, it sounds like, you know, the Niners do want to try to keep him. Whether they're willing to pay him what he wants in order to stay, I don't know. You know, they're going back and forth a little bit. Ayuk, without watching practice this week, which he hadn't been recently, it gave some people maybe signs of optimism. But I'll say this, Kyle Shanahan's much more optimistic about Trent Williams' deal getting done than Brandon Ayuk. So I think it's still sort of a wait and see whether they can, you know, get to what Ayuk wants. You know, they've got, you know, or they decide they're better off trading him. And, you know, I don't see how they're better off trading him, but it's something they're obviously considering. He's very tough for them to replace.
Josh, I mean, what do you think the number is? Do you have any idea about what he's kind of looking for this upcoming contract? Because it seems like the receiver market has obviously been booming in recent years.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, everyone wants to be, you know, the $30 million receiver. Is that around where he's looking for?
Yeah, you know, the number is such a weird thing because, like, some of those contracts, you know, if you look at, you know, what the average is, it might say 30 or 31, but if you
guarantee money
includes
different.
Or not even just the guarantee money, just like one fake year at the end that sort of boosts it. For those of your listeners who go to the Over the Cap website, I think they do a great job, and Jason Fitzgerald there really spelled out sort of like what the actual receiver contracts are worth and not the, you know, what they're actually worth, not the sticker value. And, you know, I think basically something in the Amon-Ra St. Brown range is probably what you're looking at for Ayuk. It's what it's going to take. And I think that's listed as over 30. It's probably more legitimately like a 28 range. So just, you know, it depends how you're counting. If you're counting, you know, what gets leaked out from, you know, the day he agrees to it, it might look bigger. If you're counting what the actual money is, it might look a little smaller, but it's going to be in that, yeah, it's going to have to be in that range of what Amon-Ra St. Brown got. What, you know, I don't think he's going to get Justin Jefferson money, but, you know, there's that next group of guys, and I think he wants to be paid with it, with that group.
Josh Dubow, who covers the San Francisco 49ers for the Associated Press, definitely appreciate the time, and have a good one. Enjoy game day.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.